Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So I met Gibbons and his girlfriend on a Sunday. They were randomly having Bloody Marys at a local bar in my area. So they called me up and they said, hey, would you like to come and meet us for a Bloody Mary? And I said, sure.
Not just Bloody Marys, bottomless Bloody Marys. So they were flowing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. So I roll in and Gibbons' girlfriend has already had quite a few. She's a little buzz going on. He's got a little buzz going on himself because I joined the party late and they're looking at things to buy online. You know, Gibbons and his girlfriend live with two kids and she shows a gumball machine.
Just two random kids.
Yeah. Two random kids.
We rent them. You know, no big deal.
She shows me this picture of a gumball machine and she goes, so this is cute. We should get this in the house. And I go, oh, that'd be cool. She goes, yeah, we could put a goldfish in it and, you know, keep it in the corner. And Gibbons is against it. He's like, no, the kids are going to knock over this gumball machine. It's going to break. It's going to make a mess everywhere. Kids are going to like come up.
Deal with it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm
like, come on, man. I was like, it's just a gumball machine. Let the kids live. You know, you can tie it against, like, you can tether it to a corner so it won't fall over. You're going to be fine. I'm going this whole conversation thinking that she's going to buy a gumball machine and put goldfish crackers in it, and then you can dispense them for the kids.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole thing. I'm thinking this the whole time, all the way along. And then she shows me another picture of the same gumball machine with a goldfish in it. So she was talking about taking the gumball machine and making it an aquarium.
Yep.
But for the entire, what was it, 20 minutes that we were talking about this gumball machine?
Legitimately, yeah, good 20.
We had multiple conversations about how they could make it work, what kind of fish they would put in it, but for some reason in my stupid idiot brain, I kept thinking that they were putting goldfish crackers in it. And my mind was completely twisted because I thought they were literally talking about the crackers. She was talking about a fish. Apparently you can do this with a gumball machine.
I want to say 22 minutes into this conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
When Riggs lets out a, like he just saw a ghost or just totally freaked out. And then he has this look on his face when you can tell that it has finally computed in his little pea brain what we are actually talking about. And he goes, oh my God, I feel like an idiot. And we were like, you are an idiot. Don't be stupid, you moron.
I was sitting here defending getting a gumball machine with goldfish crackers in it. Because I was like, let the kids have some goldfish crackers.
So would you defend the fish in the aquarium?
No, absolutely not.
No. Yeah. Why would you have more responsibility a month in?
No.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No,
yeah.
Not at all. But if you want to do it with goldfish crackers, please, I would 100% recommend that.
But they have to be the dessert ones. The vanilla cupcake.
Oh, goldfish. I forgot about that.
Because those are outstanding.
Oh, now
so
I'm
good.
Hungry.
It's a good example of don't be stupid, you moron.
God, Riggs, you dummy.
I'm sorry.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.